Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Will Heartland Music bring us back? John Mellencamp. Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thank you for being part of my day. I'm the Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame, the talk show host who can't tell time. I'm working on it, though. You think after 16 and a half years, I think maybe I'll get it one of these days. I'm glad you're here, folks. If I didn't laugh at myself, I'd miss the best laughs of my life. I encourage you to do the same thing, by the way, because if you're not laughing at yourself, you're missing one, and other people are laughing at you, so you might as well laugh with them. Right, Rick?
Absolutely. But I like laughing at you, Jim.
I know you do, but you've got two teenagers, so I promise you that advice is well served for you, too. Rick Newman, ladies and gentlemen, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of Rebounders, columnist for Yahoo Finance, finance.yahoo.com, is that right?
That's it, yep.
All right, so check out all of his articles. Very prolific columnist, folks. He cranks out two or three a week, and I'm the happy recipient of his stuff. And can they get your email feed like I do, Rick? If they go to your
I think you just have to do a web search, and that's where you can sign up for it. Yep.
Okay, go to Yahoo.
Yahoo Finance.
Yahoo Finance and do that, folks. I promise you will enjoy it. He's always kind of edgy, but he backs it up with the goods. Okay, Rick. Let's make the first point. The United States has the highest corporate tax rate in the developed world, right?
Yes.
35%.
Almost. I think it's higher in Japan and France.
Okay, it's high enough, though, 35%, not counting the state tax. And it's high enough that it's causing a blink level for corporations who are trying to, they're always looking for new ways. If they can't grow their business to increase their bottom line, they're going to look for other ways. And now they're starting to look for another way. And tell us the term that they're using for changing their headquarters. Tell them what they call that.
This is called a tax inversion. And the law, this is legal. The law actually allows U.S. companies to merge with foreign companies, and under certain conditions, if you meet the certain conditions, you can actually declare your headquarters overseas, mm-hmm. and companies are doing this because in most countries, the tax rates are a lot lower, so they're just going to pay less to Uncle Sam, pay it to mm-hmm. a foreign government, and save a lot of money.
Yeah, and so there's already, what, $2 or $3 trillion in earnings parked overseas that corporations would like to bring back to the United States if they didn't have to pay taxes on those earnings. And so that's one issue. Then the other is just the basic rate they pay on all their earnings here in the United States by being domiciled in the United States. So recently, over the last year and a half or so, Rick, I read this article, I guess it was in the journal, that something like almost two dozen companies are working on this inversion thing.
Yeah, so this is becoming a big deal. It's not just one or two here and there. And it's what happens is in certain industries, we're seeing this in the pharmaceutical industry, for instance. Once you have a couple of your competitors starting to do this, they suddenly have a cost advantage. And you have to do it too if you want to keep up. So we've seen this in the pharmaceutical business. It seems like almost all pharmaceutical companies now are trying to use this strategy just to keep up with the competition.
Right.
And at the same time, it's getting the attention of regulators in Washington, and so you've got Wall Street, the investment bankers are going around encouraging all the big companies, hey, you got to get in on this tax deal before it's too late. You got to squeak in before the
regulators change the rules. And this has created some hysteria in the Obama administration, and it's either come from or gotten down to Secretary of Treasury Jack Lew, who used to be the chief of staff for Obama, and who also used to be an operative for a pretty major corporation. So now tell us, they've coined a new word, haven't they, a new term?
Yes. Jack Lew said we need more economic patriotism in the United States, where we all fall or rise together.
Yeah.
So that So now the real answer to this problem, Jim, is you fix the corporate tax code. You close all the bajillion loopholes, lower the tax rate. And
he actually said that, didn't he? He actually proposed that, didn't he?
Yeah, and Obama even supports that. I mean, Republicans and Democrats disagree on the exact changes, but they both agree that the corporate tax code needs fixed, as does the personal income tax code.
Yeah.
But, of course, that's too hard for Congress to do, so nothing's going to happen on that. And so instead of that, Jack Lew, and Obama has proposed this before, it would just basically make the rules tougher for companies to do this. And probably stop it. But when he sent this letter to Congress saying we need to do something, he said, we need more economic patriotism in this country, which made me scratch my head and said, what the heck is economic patriotism?
Yeah, right.
Should you pay more to Uncle Sam than your competitors just to prove you're patriotic as a company?
Good luck with that. I mean, that's a war they don't want to fight, but it's so like the Obama administration to come up with a term like that, a derisive, pejorative term, isn't it?
Well, it's meaningless is what it is, because Jack Lew, who was a top Citigroup official for 4 years, knows that no CEO is going to keep his job if he says, you know, we're a patriotic company, so we're going to pay more taxes than necessary just because we think it's the right thing to do. We need to fix the tax code, but no company's going to do that, so I have no idea what the heck he's talking about.
Tax evasion is against the law, and it'll wind you up in jail. Tax avoidance is not only your right, it's the smart thing to do. And that's all that...
And Congress has thoroughly encourage tax avoidance by creating all these loopholes that allow you to do that.
And it is right, though. I mean, apparently we all agree, most of us agree, and it's interesting that if Obama really would come through this, we maybe could get some tax reform. We sure need that. Small business owners need that, too, by the way, Rick. Quick break. Right back with Rick Newman. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.